KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Kwadukuza Municipality says the ongoing strike action by municipal workers has disrupted refuse removal and street cleaning services. Yesterday, SAMWU-affiliated workers marched to the municipal offices in Balito over unpaid overtime, job grading disputes and delayed evaluations. They're accusing the municipality of breaking promises made during negotiations. Newswatch's Andile Tsotetsi reports.
In a statement, the Kwadukuza municipality says some strikers dumped refuse onto streets in the CBD, creating unhygienic conditions. It has condemned the actions as irresponsible and a threat to public health. It says due to the strike and limited staff, service delivery has been impacted. Residents are urged to keep their household waste inside their premises until further notice. Kwadukuza says talks are ongoing to resolve the situation, with updates to be given via official channels. Andile Tsotetsi, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
Staying on the Dolphin Coast, police are investigating multiple fraud cases after several holidaymakers reported having been scammed while trying to book accommodation at a property in Balito. But the owners of the accommodation in question say they too have fallen prey to a scam. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks has the story.
One Durban resident says he paid over 5,000 rand in March last year and arrived at the property to find it was already been rented long term. He says he later discovered that the person who handled his booking was not affiliated with the accommodation. He opened a case at Greenwood Park SAPS. Hilton police have also confirmed a case was opened with them by Michelle Wickstrom. The 58-year-old says she was defrauded of 15,000 rand after booking the same accommodation online just over 2 weeks ago.
I'd love my money back, but I also want people to be aware of what's going on, because everybody knows you get scammed on Facebook, but you're going onto reputable sites with all these raving reviews about this holiday accommodation and you can't trust it.
The owners of the holiday property have responded to Newswatch's query, saying their booking email address was hacked and their banking details changed to divert payments. They say they are aware of two families that were affected, adding they honored one booking at their own cost. The owners say they have reported the matter to police and their bank. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio, Newswatch.
And the chairperson of the DA's Federal Council, Helen Zilla, says the party is for now parking a motion of no confidence it has been planning to bring against the president. She says tabling it would collapse the government. The two parties, the largest parties in the GNU, have had a tense relationship, which was tested again recently by the president's firing of a DA deputy minister.
We counted heads and we think that we're going to have 196 or 197 votes out of 400 for a motion of no confidence. That's a lot of votes. The ANC has never once yet in the history of our parliament got all its parliamentarians into the House, even with a three-line whip. So the question remains, will they have a full caucus in the House? I very much doubt it.
And finally, in showbiz news, BTS have confirmed they'll be making a comeback next year, live streaming to more than 7 million fans. The K-pop boy band revealed they'll release a new album soon before going on a world tour. Durban 23 tomorrow, Peter Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay 26.
Here's what's coming up in your sports. Sharks flanker Vincent Chituka will make his test debut for South Africa against Italy this weekend. Corbin Bosch registered his first test 5-wicket haul as South Africa claimed a win against Zimbabwe in their first test. And defending Wimbledon champion Barbara Krejcikova powered back from a set down to beat Philippine star Alexandra.